There's been a lot of talk about the recent success of promoter Vince McMahon's World Wrestling Federation. With the WWF's new popularity, there's a tendency to forget professional wrestling's rich and colorful history. In the late 1950s, the wrestling scene in Memphis, Tennessee, came alive thanks mainly to a character named Sputnik Monroe. His story is a fascinating chapter, not just from wrestling history, but also from the civil rights era. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Sputnik Monroe sat in his Houston apartment on a recent Saturday morning, rocking ever so slightly in a favorite dark green recliner. One of his two cats purred on the headrest. Monroe gazed at the wall and described the pictures and plaques, a gallery that hints at some of the strange twists and turns in his life as a professional wrestler. His wife told us earlier he leans forward when he gets annoyed. Sure enough, when the questions started about pro wrestling, how much was scripted? Were the punches real? He leaned forward.
An American street fighting wrestler is the toughest son of a bitch in the world, and I'm one of them.
If you don't believe his words, you have to believe his 72-year-old face. The cauliflowered ears are almost completely swollen shut. Scars snake across his nose. Many others are hidden by a bushy goatee. Some are from the wrestling ring. Some are from the 5 brutal years as a carnival fighter, where he honed his wrestling and fighting skills, taking on all comers with shovels, pickaxes, anything they wanted.
I took knives away from guys and cut them on the arm. I had one babbling and crying like a baby because I just slowly dragged it across his throat. It was a pretty sharp knife. It cut him a little bit. Scared the pee out of him.
When he arrived in Memphis in 1957, few, if any, were aware that this brawling, strapping man would bring about social change. All that his fans saw at first was the spectacle of Sputnik. Memphis musician Jim Dickinson remembers the underdog "I'm Not Gonna Take It" rap, and the arresting visual image of that trademark white streak in Monroe's hair and the tattoos on his chest.
You see these steroid pumped up goofs on television now that look like something out of a superhero comic book. Sputnik looks kind of like an overweight truck driver. His forearms were bigger than his upper arms, you know, like Popeye.
Today, Beale Street in Memphis is a major tourist attraction with its blues clubs and restaurants. Back in the 50s, Beale Street drew Sputnik Monroe because it was the heart of the black community. Monroe had a strong connection to African Americans, which was significant considering he was white and this was the segregated South. Before he was done, that connection would become a crusade. Here's Memphian Fanny Gardner.
He was a chosen one. You know, so nobody knows from what day or what year or what time who's going to be the one that step out. And I think that with his heart, you know, he was a kind person, you know, a gentle person, although a lot of people feared him. History has a way of bringing somebody out to pave the way for other people.
Fanny Gardner works for the city of Memphis. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Tomorrow, Sputnik Monroe forces wrestling to integrate and becomes the leader of what he calls his Black Army in Memphis.